Blog Talk Radio.
Are you there, Will?
All right.
I just see like your show promo and
we're gonna be going live here in just a minute.
Okay, I don't see you live.
Hello, good evening. My name is Will Johnson, and this is To The Point. I want to thank everyone for joining me this evening. We have a big discussion, and I have a special guest on with us tonight, John Michael Chambers, and that is johnmichaelchambers.com. So before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world today before we get into it with our guests. Now that Cory Booker is out of the race, the leftist Democrat Party is back to their roots of who they really are. They will tell us that they are the most diverse group running in history. Like, this is the lineup that they've all been wanting. Like, this is the lineup that everyone should pay attention to because they are a diverse group of people, the Democrat Party. You know, I think they only do that for the facade. And now they only have at the top of their ticket, white people. Cory Booker's out. Now, they still have Lou in there, and, you know, and then you have Elizabeth Warren, but, you know, I digress. But Bernie Sanders. But at the top of the ticket, it is only white people. Tomorrow at the debate, it's only going to be white people. The Democrat Party keeps saying that they are the party of colored people. They are the party of women. They are the party. We're going to get into all of that tonight. So now, Bernie Sanders, in some polls, is beating Joe Biden, who the Democrats were rallying behind during the impeachment in the House. You remember that? When the House was going after President Trump during impeachment, they had no issues rallying behind Joe Biden, but now it would appear that they no longer need Joe Biden, an old white man. Imagine that. Now, the Democrats, they are at war with inside of their ranks. We're seeing it because they don't know who to go with. They don't know which candidate is going to be the best one. So they're at war in their ranks. Bernie Sanders looked like he is kind of leading at the top of the ticket, you know, but he's the other old white man that, you know, the Democrats say that they don't want, that they don't like. He has been said, it's been told that he told Elizabeth Warren that a woman could never win the presidency. Now, I'm subject not to believe that Bernie Sanders actually said that because he knew it would come back and burn him. Are you feeling the burn, Bernie? Are you feeling it? I mean, why didn't Elizabeth Warren come out on national television, on CNN, because they would love to have her on there, on MSNBC, on the rest of them, and say this? Why did she wait until now? You know, and to my understanding, she has some aides release the information, and she's not backing down from it as if he actually told her that. Now, like I said, I don't really believe that Bernie Sanders would ever say anything that direct, that a woman can never be president, because he'd know it would burn him. Is he really feeling the burn now? Okay, in other news, the Democrats will have us to believe that the Middle East conflict and what's happening in Iran is all due to President Trump. President Trump, he is at fault for all of it. You can blame him for every bit of it, which we all know is not true. But see, the liberal media was even saying it was President Trump's fault. Up until they started to see the people in Iran standing up against the regime. They were saying, wait a minute, you told us that the airliner that went down was not our fault. It wasn't the Iranian that shot it down, but then they admitted to it. And now you have people in the street protesting against that regime. And there's been reports that coming out that they've actually been shooting some of the people that's been protesting against them. They are starting to wake up. There's videos out there right now where people walking down the street and they put a flag, the American flag and the Israeli flag out in the middle of the street. And guess what people are doing? They're walking around it. They're not walking on top of it. So that is like this, like blowing the water, blowing up the sky, blowing up the universe when it comes to the liberal media telling everyone that Iran, Iraq, the rest of the world hates America because of Trump. It goes completely against what they're saying. No one is believing it now. People waking up. See, President Trump is the biggest problem that the Democrat, the establishment, the elitists have ever faced because he is the leader of the free world. And because he is waking people up by his actions, by not going to war, by allowing the people to see what's actually happening in this case, it is blowing the narrative against the DNC. I was on Twitter today, and I was just hitting the DNC left and right. Here's another thing that the DNC that you were pushing against the people that people are waking up to. Everyone is recognizing it. No one is no longer believing it. All right, so like I said, we have our special guest, John Michael Chambers, on with us. We're going to talk about Iran. We're going to talk about the impeachment. He has all of the information on the deep state and exactly what's going on. So we're going to talk about that and much more here on To the Point with Will Johnson. Can you hear me, John?
We're live, Will. Your commercial is not airing the vocal.
Follow along what the Democrats are doing to us in this country.
Can you hear it now?
You know what? I want to show you another shirt that I have actually on UnitesAmericaFirst.com. Yes. Mega country. You see that? Mega country. Even President Trump talked about MAGA country. He said, this is MAGA country. So if you like this shirt or this one, go over to UnitesAmericaFirst.com and get it today. This is how you can help us make more of these videos and us engage with the leftists. We have to help each other as much as we can. And when you go to UnitesAmericaFirst.com, that is one way that you can do it. But this is not the only one. Scoot over. That's not the only one. Another one that we have is this one. Come on. Don't be shy. Yes. This one. Vote Dem Socialists Out. Yes. Right now, this one really says a lot about who's in Congress. Bernie Sanders is trying to do all he can to become president. And I heard on Fox News, of all places, the other day that he is doing very well. He is even scaring the Democrat establishment. But we don't want socialism. Even President Trump says socialists will never control this country. So make sure that you can get one of these. Vote Dem Socialists Out. Because we need to vote Dem Socialists Out. Now, that's not the only one that I have on there. That's not the only one we have on there. I have another one. It's just Vote Dem Out. It actually says Save America in 2020. Vote Dem Out. Because right now it's so important that we come together as Americans and support one another to fight this tyranny that the Democrats are doing to us. So go over to UnitesAmericaFirst.com and please support me by picking them up. This is still my favorite one. Get over it, Trump is your president. Can you even read that? There it is. Look at that. Let me move my hair out the way. Vote them out. Get over it. Trump is your president. And of course, vote them socialists out. MAGA country, baby. MAGA. Good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, John, thank you for joining me.
It's great to be here. I enjoyed the cloning of Will Johnson.
Yeah, I think one of me is enough. So I already have a lot to deal with. I can't deal with two more. But it's good. Hey, I want to thank you for joining me. You've been John Michael Chambers. You've been someone that I've actually looked up to because all the information that you have. I thought it was a blessing for you to come in my life and to bring information that no one else has been presented. And the information that you have relayed in the past has become true. You know, it's not like a crystal ball. You just understood what was happening and you were talking about it. So I have some video clips that I'm going to play for us, and I want to get your opinion on those as well. But why do you think the liberal media and the Democrats Democrat representatives are more against President Trump than they are a country per se like Iran?
Well, a lot of these people have baggage and they're all going to be blackmailed. So it depends on which individuals you're speaking about. But the Democrat Party, as we know, has gone so far to the left. Many of the players inside the Democrat Party are under the category of deep state operatives following their marching orders, who's paid them, this sort of a thing. We've used this word before, but it's very applicable. The Democrat Party is imploding, and they're panicking, particularly their leader, Nancy Pelosi. But, you know, you talked before about the two white guys, you know, and all the diversity that the Democrats put forward as a narrative. And it's coming down to two old white guys who have a combined age of about 160 years. we've talked about this before. Look, Biden has no momentum. I don't care what the numbers say. And Biden's going to be completely exposed sometime between now and Election Day because Rudy Giuliani didn't do all that homework for nothing, just to keep all that document in the file. So Biden's in serious trouble. Bernie does have momentum, in my opinion. He did back then, 2016. He's firing it up again. But I'm still in the camp that there's a possibility it may not be either Biden or the other old white guy, Bernie. It may be a surprise that they bring out in Michelle Obama or Hillary Clinton. But again, whoever they bring on, they're not going to beat President Trump, period. And so the Democrat Party is left its voting base, its core voting base. And as a result, some of its core voting base is leaving the Democrat Party and will be voting, albeit in the closet, but voting for President Trump, in my opinion.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. You know, I mean, to the Democrats, they're no longer hiding how bad they really are because they've gotten to the point to where people will accept it. People are like embracing that they're how crazy they are because it's like this is a good thing. So, like with the whole impeachment, they know everyone that has two brain cells know for a fact that the impeachment was a whole hoax in the scandal. And because if it was the other way around, if this was Obama, they would all be screaming like, this is terrible. Why are you doing this? There's nothing there. You just want him out of office. And it's the same thing happening here. So let me play this video clip that I have. And this is with them talking about the protesters in Iran. Now the protesters in Iran, they're protesting and it's just amazing. Actually, no, this is a different clip here. Let me play this one here. This is one where they can't get rid of President Trump, and they know President Trump's not going to go anywhere. So let me play this clip for you, and we'll get your opinion on it when we come back.
You know, Mitch McConnell is about winning, and he is about getting what he wants, and I don't think he cares about public perception very much. The way to win is to get this trial over quickly And the votes are clearly not there to get the president thrown out of office.
I mean, the votes aren't there, and but yet they're still trying to proceed like there's a possibility or there's a chance. I think personally, I think they're trying to go after the Republicans in the Senate and try to find dirt on them or try to like discredit them or try to hurt them some kind of way to make them go along with the Democrats. And how does Nancy Pelosi think that she's going to be able to hold the information until the Senate does what she wants?
Like everything else, Will, it's backfired right out of the gate, the weaponization of impeachment, because instead of Republicans coming over, which you raise a valid point, may be part of the strategy, the facts are Democrats have come over, right? The Democrat from Jersey left the party officially. Three voted against it, and one voted, I think, no vote. So it's not working. Pelosi is damaging the career she has. And I believe that now President Trump, of course, is moving in the other, you know, he's spoken about going for a full trial in the Senate. And now he's saying, hey, you know, let's just dismiss this thing. In either case, the president will not be impeached in the Senate, even if they blackmail and buy some Republicans, which I don't think is going to succeed. Then the president will not be impeached in the Senate, will not be removed from office. And furthermore, I think I don't know how the Constitution and the laws will work with regards to my next statement. But because of the unconstitutionality, the lack of due process within the House when the impeachment hoax was going on in the House, it should probably not only be dismissed, but in due time be stricken from the records because it was really just a hoax. And there are no crimes. There are no impeachable offenses. So let's hope that that happens. But look, it's failed. The impeachment backfired in public opinion because Trump's polls are up. The impeachment has backfired on their own base. And to the point you made a few minutes ago, you've got a few different people in the Democrat Party. You've got the left-wing lunatics. Forget about them. They'll never see the light of day. You have some Democrats that are just – and these are some of them are very intelligent, brilliant, successful people. They still don't get it. They still can't see it. They're brainwashed. I can't come up with a better term. But you do have an increasing movement away from the Democrat Party. And again, they may not be expressing it vocally, although many are. It's all just backfiring. There'll be no removal and there'll be no impeachment in the Senate.
Yeah, exactly. I completely agree. So I have another one that I want to play for you here because I really want to get your professional opinion on it. This one's with Mitt Romney. And, you know, I truly believe that there's probably more like Mitt Romney in there. They're just not saying anything because they're afraid of us addressing them. You know, Mitt Romney, he's already showed how much he goes against President Trump and how much he's an establishment Republican. I mean, he still wants to go along with the old way. This is a Trumpkin. You know, I would consider myself a Trumpkin, you know, like a Trump Republican. I mean, I do because I'm supportive of President Trump and the Republican Party. Let me put it like this. They complain about the Republican Party being the way they used to be, but now the Republican Party is changing, and they're really even angrier about it now. And now the Democrats want the Republican Party to go back to what they used to be. I mean, it's just really amazing. So let me just play this video for you of Mitt Romney, or some say Mittens Romney, and we'll get your opinion on it.
You know, a lot of people are talking amongst themselves. I've spoken with several of my colleagues. I've let Senator Collins know where I stand, which is that I support the Clinton impeachment model, which is a vote on witnesses later. But as to which witnesses I'd want to hear from and so forth, that's something which I'm open until after the opening arguments.
So, you know what, my personal opinion, I think he should just say, you know what, that we all know that this impeachment hoax is just that. It's a hoax. We should be trying to move on. But he wants to go through the whole process maybe to find out if there's a way to get him removed. My opinion. What do you think?
I agree, as does Pelosi and many others, because they want to extend it. But that's going to backfire, too, because of the Democrats will not be able to campaign, minor detail. But to your point, first off, Mitt Romney is old damaged goods. two-time loser Mitt Romney. But you're right. They're trying to bring in witnesses, not so much that they may be able to impeach the president, but to continue to delay, and with the hopes that, you know, Bolton, for example, you know, may open up a can of worms. Not that the president has done anything wrong, because he hasn't. He hasn't done anything, in my opinion, that can be grounds for impeachment. But, you know, these things can get real, real messy. I'm in the camp, as much as I'd like to see a trial, just simply because I'd love to see Pencil Neck Schiff. I'd love to see Crazy Nancy, Nervous Nancy. I'd love to see, Where's Hunter, as Trump's calling him now, and Old Man Biden, Sleepy Joe. I'd love to see them, get grilled in this trial. But you know what I think is best for the country? Just dismiss it, because it's garbage. It's useless. It's a waste of American attention and time, because, it, as you stated, it's a hoax. It's another failed coup d'etat attempt. Again, the weaponization of impeachment has failed in the House, it's failed in the Senate, and it's failed in public opinion.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I mean, it's completely failed. I mean, you know, like in my opening monologue, I was talking about how they were rallying behind Joe Biden, but now it's almost looks like it's starting to slip away. Because, you know, Bernie Sanders is starting to rise in the ring. But Bernie Sanders even terrifies them, because Bernie Sanders is a total socialist. And they know that if President Trump really start exposing what socialism is all about, Bernie Sanders is not going to make it. A lot of people don't understand how bad socialism is. You know, social is just a, like, code word for communist. I mean, so they're not grasping exactly how bad it is. Now, the one I think that's probably going to get up in the ranks is probably going to be Pete Buttigieg. And that's really bad. But, you know, they're kind of like there's a reason why they embrace Pete Buttigieg. You know, I mean, really, I mean, there is a reason. But let me play this other clip before we get into any of that. But here's one with Eric Swalwell. And him and the Democrats, they, like I said, they want to control the Senate. They want to control what Mitch McConnell is going to do, how the Senate is going to do their trial on President Trump for the impeachment before they take over. Before, that's why they were holding up taking the articles of impeachment over, to my understanding, right?
Well, I mean, yes. But, I mean, the House and the Senate play two very distinctly separate roles in the process. And all these Democrats seem to miss that point.
Yeah.
They have no say in the Senate.
Yeah.
Process.
Okay, so let me play this video for you, and you can hear, and we'll comment on it when we come back.
If Mitch McConnell would tell her what are the parameters, what are we going into, that would help her decide what types of managers she would send over. For example, you know, we have constitutional experts in our caucus. We have people who are great at laying out the evidence. We have people who have cross-examined witnesses in the past, but he will give us no information about what she should send. And so at the very least, she's not going to send people over there into an ambush. And I think has already been able to get John Bolton to come forward, has been able to see these just security documents come forward to show this shakedown scheme the president had with the Ukrainians. And the public sentiment has never been higher that they want a fair trial. So we've achieved all of that by holding back on the articles.
They want a fair trial, John.
Democracy at the highest level, off the charts. You can't make this stuff up. And it's part of the modus operandi in many different areas throughout the last 3 years. Everything that they accuse us of, they are in fact guilty of. And it applies in this case with the impeachment. The hypocrisy there from Swalwell and Pelosi and others is off the charts. And they could have brought Bolton or anybody else on. They didn't give Trump the ability to have his counsel and bring witnesses. The whole thing is complete lunacy and insanity. And more people are seeing through it. And quite frankly, people are tired of it. Just want it to go away already. And so soon it will. And there, she's really backed herself up between the proverbial rock and a hard place, because if they end up with a trial, first, again, in my opinion, they will lose them. But can of worms that'll be opened up when we subpoena Biden and Schiff and Pelosi and others is the kiss of death for them. And again, the Bernie who's running and Biden, they're like going to be practically sequestered because of the rules that they have to follow, similar to that in a standard court trial. How are they going to run for office? The plank is run out. They're at the edge of the cliff.
Yeah. I mean, for him to sit there and say that, you know, we want to see what the information that the Senate is going to run with before they bring over the articles of impeachment, for them to even do that, I mean, it's just clear that they're trying to control the Senate. I mean, it's like, has this ever happened before?
No, to the best of my knowledge, no. And the Constitution and the process with regards to impeachment, it's up to the Senate now. The Senate makes the rules, not the House. So I think only the ignorant and the completely brainwashed and entrained, drugged up individuals that can't break through the matrix they're trapped in, they're the only ones buying this.
Mm-hmm.
Most people see it. And again, the Democrats aren't going to walk around the aisle in Walmart and go, hey, you know, I support Trump. I see what they're thinking, because some of them are pretty sharp too. And look, it's all backfiring. I can't wait for it to be dismissed. And if there is a trial, I don't think there will be one. If there is, it'll be very entertaining. Again, it's a popcorn gathering event.
Yeah, yeah. I think if they do a trial, it's probably going to end up hurting the Democrats more than the Republicans, because they get to call witnesses that the Democrats don't want to have called for. But again, they want to try to control what witnesses can be called for. That's where Chuckie Schumer trying to step in to see what witnesses they can control and how they can control the whole narrative. So let me play this other clip before you. And this was actually CNN playing the clip from Fox News about how the Democrats are showing their support for the terrorists over, you know, President Trump or even this country per se.
I think the president is making clear that the Democrats have been parroting Iranian talking points and almost taking the side of terrorists and those who were out to kill the Americans.
I mean, like you just said a second ago, you can't even make this up. That is exactly what they have been doing. They've been siding with the terrorists.
Absolutely. I mean, what's the justification for that? We know the talking points. He's killed an estimated 600 Americans,
mm-hmm.
wounded thousands of Americans, killed and wounded thousands of his own people. You see what's happening on the streets in Iran now. They're tearing posters down of Soleimani. As Trump, after we got rid of who's your Baghdadi, after we killed al-Baghdadi, we ended up with the next biggest terrorist in the world was Soleimani, and he's gone. How can the Democrats possibly justify keeping this man alive? And look, the president acted on his intel. He did a brilliant job. It has succeeded beyond our wildest imagination, and the world is changing. Three big things happening. You know, we know the events in Hong Kong, and they're waving our flag. We see in Iran them walking around the U.S. flag, most of them, rather than stepping on it, and not chanting death to America. Instead, they're uprising against the terrorist regime that they're trapped under. And then you've got, you know, the royalty in England trying to run away from all the crimes that are about to be exposed over there. So, I mean, things are really changing and moving in our direction. And I think President Trump handled Iran brilliantly. And so do many generals and many people in the military that have been coming out and speaking about what the president has done. And constitutionally, he was in his rights. We've heard from Mark Levin. We've heard from Alan Dershowitz. The Democrats were, chanting World War III immediately right after. That narrative went away so fast. And Trump is ending endless wars. The only war he's engaging in is the war with the deep state. The deep state sites in the Middle East are losing control now. This move with Iran was a major, major, major historical event. And time will prove that statement right. The deep state site countries like, you know, Syria, you know, that was the first one where we were supposed to have a problem in Syria, right? Well, instead, the caliphate's gone. ISIS is finished. And he moved on to North Korea. North Korea, he was supposed to start a nuclear war. How'd that work out? What happened is is North Korea was freed from the clutches of the deep state sites, and Kim Jong-un has left the deep state in the dust, and that's exactly what's beginning to unfold in Iran. Ronald Reagan made a lot of progress, and I was around those days with Iran back then. He took a good shot at them, but unfortunately they took a shot at Ronald Reagan. I think this time we're really going to prevail with Donald Trump and the Middle East.
Yep, absolutely.
Big time.
Absolutely, big time. So, hey, John, I want to thank you for coming on with me.
It's great to be here, Will.
Yeah, that went by really quick. So tell everyone how they can connect with you, and just tell everyone how they can connect with you.
Sure, absolutely. I've got quite an extensive world. The best place to find the portals into everything I'm doing is simply johnmichaelchambers.com. You'll find my YouTube channels, my speeches, all the different things that I'm doing, 400 articles, my book, Trump and the Resurrection of America. I've been speaking around the country. Just spoke at a Red Pill Roadshow Expo in Tampa with Gene Ho as the host and many of the popular QAnon YouTubers and such. It's just a great time to be alive and American. And Will, there's no accidents and no coincidences. I'm also blessed and very happy that our paths have crossed.
Yeah, me too. It's been a real honor and pleasure. So I want to bring you on more often.
Happy to do it, Will. Thank you.
And if you ever want me to come on with you, by all means, just let me know, and I'll be happy to do it.
Absolutely. I was going to put that phone call in. We're just ramping up. As soon as I get the kinks out, and you know what that's about, we are going to have you on as an absolute honored and featured guest, and more often than not. Thank you.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Okay. Okay, everybody. So the Democrats have really shown their true colors, right? They have shown exactly what they're about. And now Cory Booker, and I was talking about this in the opening monologue, Cory Booker has dropped out of the election, or, you know, the 2020 candidates. And one of the things that they first came up with was, how in the world did we get here? How are we going to get around this? Now that Cory Booker is gone, they're talking about no one on the top of the ticket is other than white. You know what? Let me say this. One thing that I don't like, when they play the race card or the identity politics. Be honest with you, I don't like it. I really don't care for it. But you notice the Democrats keep bringing it back up like it has to be an issue. It has to be something that we have to address. How come it just can't be that we're just people? Why can't we just say, you have this person running, you have this person as president, you have this person as secretary of state, you have this person the vice president? How come it just can't be people, American people? But the Democrats are the main ones that's bringing it up. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, wait a minute, we don't have anyone that's of color running against anybody. What do we do? Because they've been the ones screaming, talking about old white men. Talking about the Republican Party consists of nothing but old white men. I in the Republican Party. I consider myself in the Republican Party. I consider myself a Republican, not the typical Republican. Maybe a Trumpkin. I like that, right? I consider myself that way. But, you know, the Democrats, they can constantly bring up how there's the black people, women, Asians, they always bringing it up, right? Like, oh, we got to really pay attention to all of this. I'm going to play some clips for you and listen what they're saying in these clips. This is our Democrat Party constantly paying attention to the identity politics. Like, that's something that we have to address.
Take a look at the latest poll out of Iowa, a Monmouth University poll. Biden at the top of the pack, 24%, followed by Sanders at 18%, Buttigieg at 17%, Warren at 15%. That's from today. A CNN poll with the Des Moines Register has Sanders at 20%, followed by Warren at 17%, Buttigieg at 16%, Biden at 15%.
So they see all of the polls, and it's like, okay, wait a minute, Biden is here. Bernie Sanders is here, and it's changing. You know, they don't know which one to go with. They're so confused. It's like I was talking about opening monologue. I believe they have a war with inside their ranks. They're battling amongst each other, about who is going to be their front runner. Now, to get back to what I was saying a minute ago about how the Democrats are all about the identity politics and who is, you know, who's white, and I mean the white people running. I mean, just hear this.
Live from Des Moines, just 3 weeks before the first votes are cast in Iowa, Democratic field heralded at one point, Jeff, for being the most diverse in history, has frankly just been getting whiter and whiter. All six candidates who qualified for tomorrow's debate are white.
Whiter and whiter. Really? Whiter and whiter. Whiter, whiter, whiter. Say that fast five times. I mean, seriously, why does it matter what their complexion is? Shouldn't it just matter that they're Americans? I mean, I didn't vote for President Trump because he was an old white man. I voted for President Trump because of what he was saying and what he wanted, the direction he wanted to take this country. That's the reason why I voted for him. What was your reason? My reason was for that. And I'm so glad that I voted for President Trump. I'm so glad that I took that red pill when I took it so I can see what is happening. I recognize it. And when the left, they put out all of this information trying to get all of us to believe that, oh, it is one way or the other. We have to go along with, you know, the lies that the left has been putting out, and that's just it. Don't believe anything else. You have to believe these lies, because when you believe these lies, then it'll be okay. That's our Democrat Party. But like I said, why does it matter? His complexion, your complexion to me does not matter. And let me say this, because I know a lot of people have said this in the past. Some, I don't see color. Well, you guess what? I see color. I do. I see the wonderful colors that God has created. All of them. They're beautiful colors. So don't let anyone tell you just because you are a certain complexion that you are less a human being than another. Or that just because someone else is another complexion that they are more of a human being than you are. That's exactly what we get out of the Democrat Party. God created these wonderful colors. We as men, we want to give certain priority to one complexion over another, specifically the Democrat Party. We're constantly seeing them do that. So, like I said, Cory Booker, he dropped out. And if I have this correct here, this is another one where they're talking about how, you know, because Cory Booker dropped out and they're addressing the issue. They're talking about the issue that he was the last hope for having any color in the debate or at the top of the ticket. This is our Democrat Party.
County official, the chairman of the Democratic Party in Dallas County, just outside of Des Moines, Bryce Smith, he said that the Pete Buttigieg campaign called him 6 minutes after Cory Booker dropped out. So there is a scramble on to get those Booker supporters here. But Jake, the reality here, the debate tomorrow evening is the last big moment for candidates to have a breakout moment, gain momentum for that 3 week stretch.
6 minutes. 6 minutes. Booker, give me your supporters. Booker, give me supporters. As if Pete Buttigieg can relate to a black person. Now, you know, you hear a lot of people talking about because someone's living a certain lifestyle that they try to equate that to someone being black. I've heard that so many times. And I'll tell you, if I ever have a pet peeve, that is one of them. That is one of my pet peeves that just completely run through me, how they try to equate someone living a lifestyle with my complexion, as if we've gone through the same predicaments, as if we've gone through the same troubles or turmoil or, you know, being attacked. No, it's not the same. It is not the same. And I'm going to give an analogy. I gave this a long time ago. Maybe you have heard this and maybe you haven't heard this. You have four men, all dressed in a baseball uniform. One is Asian, one is white, one is black, and one is Hispanic. Which one's gay? You don't know. And the reason why you don't know, because they didn't tell you. unless they tell you, that's the only way you can know. But you can tell which one's black, you can tell which one's white, which one's Asian, which one's Hispanic. You can tell that just by looking at them. But if they live a certain lifestyle, unless they bounce around or something, and by them doing that, they're letting you know. Other than that, there's no way we can know. And to be honest with you, it's none of my business. But once you start putting out certain things that I don't have to agree with, and then I get to comment on it, don't get mad at me. Don't share your personal business with me. I don't share your mind with you. It's really that simple. It is truly that simple. But a lot of people can't, you know, get past the fact that you have to be a certain way, that you have to agree to it. And that is one of the major problems that we have in our country today, because they, you know, they're talking about all of the division. The division is the Democrats are constantly trying to force their way of life onto all of us, because they feel that we have to comply with their craziness, their idiocy. Okay, so I have another clip here that I want to play for you, if I can get to it here. And this one is, let's see, I think I've already played that one. Just, okay, yep, here we go. This one is with Sanders. Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Now, according to the report, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren had a private meeting some time back. And I think this was during the 2016 election, when Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren was talking to each other. And Bernie Sanders supposedly told Elizabeth Warren that a woman could not be president, or a woman could not win. Now, like I said in my opening monologue, I don't personally believe that Bernie Sanders would say such a thing, because it would come back and burn him. Feel the burn? It would come back and burn him. So I personally don't think that he would say that to Elizabeth Warren or anybody, even if he really felt that way. No politician would say such a thing behind closed doors or not. I don't think he would say that. But they are upset because Bernie Sanders supposedly said it. And he came out and said that he didn't say it, but Elizabeth Warren and the rest of them, they're not saying that he didn't say it. They actually came out of Elizabeth Warren camp that he actually said that. So let me play this clip.
This was at one point the most diverse crop of presidential candidates of all time. And tomorrow night, it's six white candidates. Interestingly, if you look at this, a Washington Post poll has found Biden at 48% among Democratic African-American voters nationwide, 48%. So when people talk about the field is not diverse, one of the reasons is that the diverse voters.
Okay, that's not the right video I want to play for you. Okay, somehow my video clips got mixed up here. All right, let me get it for you. This is what happens when you're running on a skeleton crew for real. And I am running on a skeleton crew. I have to do all the talking, pushing the buttons, and everything. Here we go.
The pair believed tearing each other down could hurt the progressive movement and agreed to avoid attacking one another. Warren telling Sanders she would be a strong candidate to beat President Trump by making a case about the economy and earning broad support among women.
I think that there are a certain number of people who would like to see a woman elected, and I understand that.
Still, Sanders told Warren he did not believe a woman could win, according to four sources, two people Warren spoke with directly and two others familiar with the meeting. Sanders himself forcefully denying the characterization as ludicrous, saying in a statement to CNN, it's sad that 3 weeks before the Iowa caucus and a year after that private conversation, staff who weren't in the room are lying about what happened. Do I believe a woman can win in 2020? Of course. After all, Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump by 3 million votes in 2016.
I don't believe Elizabeth Warren has commented on it or said it directly. It is because it is a lie. Bernie Sanders has always fought and stood for women.
Now, if I remember correctly, Bernie Sanders during the 2016 election, he got caught by paying women less money than he was paying men. Do you remember that? Do anyone recall that? I do. Because it became a whole big stink because Hillary Clinton found out about it and they pushed that information out there. And the DNC helped Hillary Clinton push Bernie Sanders to the side. Hillary Clinton was pulling maybe 30 people to rallies when Bernie Sanders was pulling 30,000 people to rallies. But they still pushed Bernie Sanders to the side. And I think they're going to end up pushing Bernie Sanders again to the side because he's a socialist Democrat and they know very well that a socialist is not going to be able to win against President Trump. It's just not going to happen. Do you know socialism? Let me talk a little bit about the socialism right now. The socialism that they want to implement, they say it's a different type of socialism that has been implemented in Venezuela. They will say that's not the same socialism, like socialism come in different shapes and sizes and colors. No, it's all the same thing. But they would like us to believe that it's a different type of socialism. If they were able to implement socialism in the United States of America, that means that when you go to a store, you can only buy certain items that they say you can buy. If they are able to implement socialism, you can only get X amount of gas on this day of the week or whenever it happens. That's socialism. If they're able to implement socialism, you can only go to the doctor when they say you can go, no matter what. You can be on your deathbed. No, you have to wait. You're on a waiting list now because of socialism. Socialism means that if you go to New York City, that you can only get a certain size drink. Oh, wait a minute. They're already doing that. They're already implementing that today. That's what's happening in New York City. Socialism is not democracy. It's just the opposite. They want to control who we live with, where we live, where we work, how much money we make. They want to control every aspect of our lives. Why would we allow socialism to come into America? I don't know. Why? They're convincing the young generation that socialism is good because the younger generation believes that, oh, I'll leave mommy and daddy's house who've been taking care of me. I go to the go get in the workforce, the government. I don't have to really do anything. According to AOC, I don't even have to work. The government will take care of me. That's socialism. And then all of the people that working, that's working day in and day out, the people that are starting up businesses, trying to become someone, trying to flourish, they will take all of their money and give it to the people that's not doing anything. That's socialism. Does it sound like a good thing to you? No, it doesn't. And then they want to turn around and they want to destroy capitalism. Why would in the world would they want to destroy something that has worked? Why in the world would they want to destroy something that has created a country, a nation that has become the greatest nation in history? There's no other country that has achieved as much as the United States, and that is because we are a capitalist country. So because they see the success of the United States of America, what is their goal? They want to destroy this nation. And it's all part of the globalists. It's all part of the whole agenda, the Agenda 21, the Agenda 2030. You know, they moved it from 21 to 2030. They're probably still going to try to implement some stuff come after 2020 once President Trump wins. Because they can't stop. They have to engage. They have to continue to bring all of this tyranny that they have been trying to implement onto all of us. So what I was going to play earlier, let me see if I can play this one now. This is them talking about, and I was mentioning it earlier, about how the Democrats are going one direction and how they always try to push it to get me to believe, to get you to believe, that the Republican Party is nothing but white men. Now, what's the Democrat Party going to do now? Because they don't have anyone that's, you know, are they going to force Michelle Obama to come in and play? Is that their next tactic? They're going to force Michelle Obama to come in and play? I mean, really, think about that, because they don't have anybody. Not a single one of them can beat President Trump. Well, I was playing this clip earlier, and I started playing it, but let me just go ahead and play it now. Because this is how they're trying to like justify the whole fact that they've been talking about white people have been the problem in this country. White people are the problem, specifically white men. But they have Elizabeth Warren. They have a few other ones, but just listen to it.
This was at one point the most diverse crop of presidential candidates of all time. And tomorrow night, it's six white candidates. Interestingly, if you look at this, a Washington Post poll has found Biden at 48% among Democratic African-American voters nationwide, 48%. So when people talk about the field is not diverse, one of the reasons is that the diverse voters are backing Biden, I suspect, because they think he can win.
We want to back someone who can take on Trump. We want someone who can win back some of the voters that went to Trump in 2016 and bring them back over to the Democratic side. So it's made it harder for people like Kamala Harris and Cory Booker to break through with African-American voters. Julian Castro got out of the race recently. So even though we started off with a very diverse crowd of candidates, the fact that Joe Biden is leading with black voters shows that even if you don't represent a diverse community, if you show that you can beat President Trump, you're likely to get a higher level of support among those voters.
So basically, we're going to get all the people that left the Democrat plantation to come back. To come back to the Democrat plantation. We're going to bring you back in with Joe Biden. I mean, really? How many black people out there actually believe that Joe Biden is the answer? I mean, that's what they're saying. They're saying black people are going to follow Joe Biden because he was the VP for Barack Hussein Obama. How is that not racist in itself? For them to even think that just because he was the VP for Barack Hussein Obama, a black president, that all black people are going to migrate to Joe Biden. I mean, see, that is the insanity that I see with the Democrat Party. How is that not race baiting? Oh, he's safe for you to go with. And they keep pushing that President Trump is racist. President Trump is not racist. President Trump has done more, not directly, what he's done more directly and indirectly for the black community than the Democratic Party has since its very existence. What positive thing has the Democrat Party done for black people? Nothing, zero, not a zip. But yet they keep telling everyone that it's for, because President Trump is, the Democrat Party is for you. They keep saying it. They keep repeating it. That's the only reason why they're talking about the people that's on the stage tomorrow, on the next debate. That's the only reason why they're talking about it. If they didn't, if there was still Cory Booker up there, and they didn't want Cory Booker to drop out because they wanted to make it look like they're diverse. The Democrat Party has never been for minority people. They only use that term to say that they are to get you to vote for them so that they will stay in power. LBJ is a prime example of that. The Democrats have been manipulating not just black people, but white people ever since they began. Ever since. Let me say this. Right now, I am live on YouTube, Periscope, which goes over to Twitter as well, Twitch. We are on Blog Talk Radio, which our show goes over to TuneIn. For a lot of you that know what that is, there's an app that you can go to your mobile device and just type TuneIn. You can find the show on TuneIn. Just look for To the Point with Will Johnson. You can find it there. We are also live tonight for the first time. Did I mention Twitch? We're on Twitch. But tonight, for the first time, we're live on DLive. For a lot of people that don't know what DLive is, it is absolutely awesome. If you like watching videos and you like watching the content, you like what I'm putting out, you can go to DLive and watch and make money. How is that possible, right? It sounds like it's too good to be true, but absolutely this is true. These gentlemen and women, I'm pretty sure, but with this group of people, let's say that, have created a platform to allow you, the viewer, to make money while you're watching. Imagine that. You can make money by watching. So if you go to DLive.tv and type in UAFN, and that's for United America First Network. Type in UAFN, and you can find it you can find me there. I'm connecting with some wonderful people on DLive. People are getting paid just to watch. Now, when you go there, you'll see a lot of gamers, but a lot of people who are content creators, such as myself, they're migrating over to DLive because not only can we make money together, but we can help each other out by making money together. That's amazing. It is amazing. Watching something and getting paid while you watch it. How great is your time being used at that point? So if you've never heard of DLive.tv, go check it out today. Like I said, I'm live right now on YouTube, Twitch, Periscope, which goes over to Twitter, Blog Talk Radio. Live right now on Blog Talk Radio. You can hear it all right there. And on my website, unitesamericafirst.com, if you haven't never gone to tune in, go to unitesamericafirst.com, scroll down right below that first video, and you will see a link directly to the broadcast for TuneIn Radio. It's a free app. You can download it. They do have a subscription-based app as well, but you can get the show on the free app version of it. I will be in Virginia. I will be in Virginia on the 20th. I will be in Virginia on the 20th. And the reason why I'm able to be there is because people found it in their heart to help me get there. People have donated so to allow me to give me the opportunity to go there and to go live to record the events that's taking place. This is probably going to be huge. I'm expecting it to be huge. There's already been information of opposition wanting to step up to prevent us from being there, from exercising our freedom of speech, and for us fighting for the Second Amendment. This is the new battleground. It is the new battleground. This could very well be, God forbid it happens. I don't want it to happen. I'm not looking for anything of the sort. Not at all. But this could be the beginning of the second Civil War. I want to be wrong. I absolutely want to be wrong. I don't want to be right about that at all. That is not my goal. But the Democrats are going for broke. I've repeated this multiple times. The Democrats, they feel they have nothing else to lose because they're already losing everything because of President Trump won the presidency in 2016. Above and beyond all odds, they did not see it coming. They did not see that coming. They're terrified on exactly how much President Trump is going to do and how many more people he is going to wake up. You have the Iranian people waking up to what they're doing. The liberal media right now, they don't know how to react to it because this is not something that's helping their narrative. This is not something that's helping them push the whole idea that President Trump is bad. It is not working. And they really don't want those videos coming out showing the people rising up, showing that the people are not walking on top of the American flag in Iran, of all places. They said, wait a minute, President Trump could have gone to war with us, but he didn't. President Trump didn't. And they're like, the people in Iran are like, what other lies have you been telling us? What other lies have you been telling us? This is by far the greatest president in my lifetime that we've ever had. The greatest president. The greatest president. I want to thank everyone for joining me. Please go over to DLive.tv and search for Unite America First Network, UAFN. God bless. You like this shirt? You like this hat? You can get them at UniteAmericaFirst.com, where you can see other apparel as well. The Democrats, they have been trying to take out President Trump from day one, ever since he came down the escalator. But this shirt here, it says it all. It makes a big statement. Get over it. Trump is your president. You can get it today at unitesamericafirst.com. This is how you support me. By going to unitesamericafirst.com, by buying the t-shirt, by buying the hat, by buying the other items that we have there. And also, you can make a donation at unitesamericafirst.com. I need your help and support to continue this fight in 2020. This year is so important. We are at a crossroads in this nation, and we actually see it. We can either go to the left, or we can go to the right. So I'm going to go and do everything I can, but I can't do it without your help. So please go over to unitesamericafirst.com and support me today. Again, that is unitesamericafirst.com.